see the water flows fine.
This house in Beaver Creek is vacant now, but it's under contract.
All the bedrooms have hardwood floors, and they're all in relatively good shape.
Phil Scheidweller is doing an appraisal on the property. An appraisal is an evaluation of the house and yard based on its size, its age, its amenities, its condition.
Now, the county records say that this has a crawl space. When you go inside, you may assume that it's on slab, but when you take a look, you see how it's vented below the brick line.
After Scheidweller measures and photographs and checks in the closets, he gets in his car to drive by other properties in the immediate area which have sold in the last 6 months called comparables. The neighborhood, the location is a huge factor in figuring what this property is worth.
The market is telling me that the property is valued somewhere between $140,000 to $160,000. Now, that's not a guess. The market's telling me that.
The appraiser's role is the third-party, uninvolved, educated professional whose job it is to make sure that the lender is lending property that is worth the risk and that the buyer is buying a house that is valued at the sale price.
We got to know what our subject is. Absolutely. That is very important to know what you're dealing with. That's like me handing you a piece of rock. Here, this is a diamond. It's worth $50,000. You going to give me $50,000 for that? Or are you going to go have it checked by somebody?
So, the house is appraised at a realistic value for the market. The seller lists it at that value. The mortgage broker, a.k.a. someone who is selling the mortgage, goes out and gets someone like you or me, the consumer, to buy it at that price, right? Heaven knows if it had happened that way, we wouldn't be in half the mess we're in. But the truth is, there was often greed and fraud at every step along the way and all over the country. One of the problems was caused by overvalued houses. And one of the ways that we ended up with overvalued houses was pressure on the appraisers by the brokers and the banks.
And we used to get emails and faxes saying, "This is what I need. If you can't get this value, we're not going to use you."
Over half of those that did succumb to that pressure did so out of fear, out of pure fear.
Pressure produced the desired results from some appraisers, and they brought in those figures that the banks and the brokers wanted. Now many people are underwater in their loans. The house is not worth what's owed on it. So after the whole thing fell down around everyone's ankles, things started changing. Some of the fraud was reported and stopped. And a few major banks failed. Washington Mutual, Wachovia, National City, which was taken over by PNC. To address the issue of overinflation in the appraisal business, a code of conduct was developed. It's not law, but a code developed by New York's Attorney General and signed onto by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Cindy Pegg is a home mortgage counselor for Legacy Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo. Her office is in Beaver Creek.
If that appraisal comes in, if that house is selling for $100,000 and the appraisal comes in at $95,000, we used to be able to call the appraiser and say, "Could I send you some additional comparables that you could review?" We cannot do that anymore. Any communication has to go through a third-party source that orders the appraisal for us.
The Home Valuation Code of Conduct was designed to protect the consumer from backroom dealing and appraiser pressuring. It forbids anyone who is involved in the sale from any communication with the appraiser, and that includes the buyer, the consumer. Cindy Pegg.
The loan officer, the appraiser, the lender, the title company were all in cahoots committing these schemes. So by adding this third-party entity, it's kind of their idea is to keep these people that are closely linked from committing fraud.
That's the idea. Many of the big lenders have decided to use a third party called an appraisal management company. And just like the modification companies that are sprouting up under every rock, the appraisal management companies are like dandelions in the spring. So the lender hires the appraisal management company, and that third party hires the appraisers, a middleman. Robert McGee is with National City PNC in Cleveland.
The appraisal management companies are saying, "I'm asking for a fee from the bank of $350. The appraisal management company then either hires or contracts other appraisers in the area on their list, and they pay them probably $100-$150. And the appraisal management company usually keeps 50% of that or more. Then you have a middleman putting pressure on the appraiser.
And many of the appraisal management companies are partially owned by the banks. Appraisers are trained to make an educated opinion based on the facts gathered from county records on recent sales in the neighborhoods or comparables and on the condition of the property. They are also using an aesthetic judgment, much like a buyer would, as to the appeal of things like faucets, lighting fixtures, and color schemes. One real estate agent told me that it's like an artist who paints a beautiful still life versus an amateur with a paint-by-numbers kit. Bob McGee and others agree that demoting the appraiser's role, hiring someone from afar, or paying them so little that they can't afford to stay in business does not necessarily make for a better mortgage agreement in the long run. On the contrary. And then there's the desktop valuation. The automated valuation model is done without anyone ever going to the property. The AVM was developed by the lenders, and it's done in-house or by a third-party vendor at the computer using data that exists in online records. The growing popularity of the automated valuation model is simple to explain, according to Robert McGee of National City PNC.
These evaluations are quick, dirty, and cheap. And it saves the bank money for loan limits under 250.
The buyer, the consumer, pays for whatever the lender uses to evaluate the house, whether it is an AVM or a full appraisal or both. And Ron Stickelman of Stickelman and Schneider Appraisals in Fairborn says the buyer often pays for something he's just not getting.
They charge the consumer that, but those AVMs might only cost them $9. $10, but they're charging the consumer $350-$400.
Stickelman thinks that the codes and the changes to the mortgage business are frankly just not working, as the hen is busy, and so the hen house isn't guarded.
I think the autopsy will show that 5-10 years from now, when the appraisal profession is destroyed in this country. And I think we're very close to that, quite frankly. And a profession that was put in place to protect the public, to protect the consumer.
Reporting for WISO, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.